Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Now, here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet earlier today, tensions persist as a U.S.-Iran agreement nears. Drones targeted Israel and Hormuz shipping. Sirens sounded in northern Israel, with drones intercepted. Also, in a report from Walla earlier this hour, there's a divide between Trump and Iraqchi over the Iran agreement. While Trump claims an agreement is close, U.S. officials present a more complex picture. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post confirms the U.S. military shot down Iranian drones in Hormuz. President Trump warned Iran against further aggression. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Trump's pending Iran deal is a bitter pill for Netanyahu. This conclusion wasn't expected when Netanyahu aligned with Trump. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the UAE has agreed to release billions of dollars to Iran. This aims to halt ongoing attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli political analyst, posted just minutes ago about a new international peace fund for Israelis and Palestinians. The fund aims to support peace building, but more details are needed. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that Lebanese media claims Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon have occurred. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, noted earlier today that Israel will likely be blamed for any escalation after these strikes. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Iran. Ynet reports that despite nearing a U.S.-Iran agreement, drone attacks have intensified. Sirens in northern Israel indicate a heightened alert. This situation underscores the fragile nature of any forthcoming agreement and the potential for regional instability. Turning to the conflicting narratives around the Iran deal, Walla highlights the divide between Trump's optimistic statements and a more reserved stance from U.S. officials. This discrepancy suggests internal disagreements within Washington, which could delay any finalization. The uncertainty affects diplomatic relations and regional peace prospects. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post confirms the U.S. military's action in the Strait of Hormuz. The interception of Iranian drones adds a military dimension to the diplomatic negotiations. This development places additional pressure on Iran to reconsider its strategic calculations. Axios provides context on Netanyahu's position with Trump's Iran deal. The Israeli Prime Minister did not foresee this outcome when supporting Trump's policies. This shift could impact Netanyahu's domestic and international standing, affecting future Israeli policy decisions. Finally, I-24 News reports the UAE's financial move to release funds to Iran. This is seen as a strategic effort to de-escalate tensions and prevent further conflict. It highlights UAE's role in regional diplomacy and its potential influence on Iran's actions. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports Israeli haircare brand Ari Define will launch in Costco, Canada. This expansion offers a positive note for Israeli exporters amidst global challenges. Separately, Walla Business notes a downturn at the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Leading indices fell sharply, with the shekel weakening amid regional tensions. This reflects investor caution in uncertain times. And finally, CTEC reports the Israel-Iran escalation impacts energy and trade sectors. A petrochemical site in Mashaa was struck, affecting oil prices and shipping routes. This underscores the broader economic consequences of military conflicts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.